Coming up, the Yachad. So here there's a bit of an enigma. Exactly what the point is, Adar Chabshat. What are we trying to achieve with Yachad? Now we know when you divide the matzah in half, so you're left with a broken piece of matzah. And that is a necessary prerequisite for Maggid, simply because Lechem Shain Mod Varm Harbe Lechem Oini. We're supposed to say Maggid over and ultimately make a bracha matzah on a piece of matzah, which is a broken piece, a shard of matzah. It's a symbolic of the Oini that we went through in Mitzrayim. And for that, we need a broken piece of matzah. That's all fine and wonderful as far as the broken half. But why do we have to go ahead and take a shalim first and break it in half? This whole event, you go ahead and you break it. You can really, for the same price, start off with a broken piece of matzah in the beginning and put it aside. Now, you'll need another piece of afikayim, which is true. But what is the point of having this whole matzah, which is a shalim? And it's worth noting that the simanim ha-seder, which we say over, are not merely a way to list off the simanim. You should remember how you know how seder goes as it proceeds. When we look back, you find, perhaps by Rashi, perhaps even earlier, the simanim were established by the Yishayim, or perhaps even before that. And they're established for a very clear reason, picking the points of the Seder and identifying each one as a momentous occasion within the Seder. And so we come to this point and we have Yachas. Apparently, it's a moment worth stopping and taking note of. And yet, it's a bit troubling. What exactly is the point of breaking this matzah in half? And truth be told, I spent a bit of time looking around in quite a few Svarim, and thus far I've come up pretty much empty-handed. If anyone has anything, I'd be most appreciative. One thing I did find. There's a Haggadah cited, it's called Haggadah Chedesh Aviv. I don't know who the Mechaber of the Haggadah is, I couldn't find the Haggadah. And he points out that these two halves of the matzah which we break, one half is the Lechem Shayim Modvar and Harbe. We use this matzah to be representative of the Aini, and we say the whole story based on in front of it with this matzah accompanying us through the story of Tzitzit Mitzrayim. The other half of the matzah is Afikayman. It's the half that it was eaten, it's a Zecher, it's that which was eaten as a Karim Pesach. What we're doing here, we're capturing two concepts. We're capturing the Aini with one half of the matzah, we're capturing the epitome of the Cheres with the other half of the matzah. So the way he explains it would be to identify when one looks at Aini in life, when one looks at Cheres in life, the high points and low points, one should realize they're coming from the same source. And sometimes it's this half, sometimes it's that half, but it's all coming from the same source. Perhaps using this idea, but saying going a little bit differently, one could say there's a theme expressed throughout the Haggadah, and that is that we're starting out of Mitzrayim. We talk about going out of Mitzrayim. The concept is not merely a historical event that happened back then, but it's a voyage. It began leading Mitzrayim, and the climax, eventually the culmination of the voyage, is going to be when we have the Gula Asida. And everything along the path is really just stops along the way. All our journey throughout Golas is all between that starting point and ending point, and we're still writing the book until we get to the end of the Sibur Tis Mitzrayim at the culmination. We say, until he brought us to the base of the Chira, that's the end of the voyage. Everything else is merely pit stops along the way. Some pit stops are pretty lacking. Some pit stops are a lot more geschmack. But at the end of the day, every place we find ourselves in life is not more than a pit stop on this road. That being the case, perhaps that would be the same idea. That you're holding the matzah, you're breaking it in half, you're identifying the backdrop to begin Maggid. You're saying is, I'm starting with this piece and I'm ending up with that piece. I'm starting with the half of Lechem Oini and Mitzrayim, and I'm looking forward to the other half, which is going to be the Gula Asida. I thought maybe this would fit nicely with a minig which was brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, and I understand that the many Syrians who practice this till today. He says, after you take the matzah and you break it in half, that half of the matzah, the minig was, they would give it to a tinuk who was sitting there, to a child who was by the table. The achach hailuch a tinuk v'daifik al-delas. The tinuk would go outside, and he would come back and knock on the door. And the people who were sitting by the seder would say to this child, Miata, who are you? V'aymer Yisrael, I'm a Yid. V'ayin bas, where are you coming from? V'aymer Mitzrayim, I'm coming from Mitzrayim. V'anat ha-hailuch, and where are you headed? V'aymer Yerushalayim, umat, and I say, what are you carrying with you on your trip? V'aymer matzah. And then he would come in and they say, Lachmania. Now, the idea of carrying a matzah on your shoulder and walking around the table, walking out, showing how you went out of Mitzrayim, many people had this minig. But what's interesting to note about this minig was, he didn't just say, I'm coming out of Mitzrayim. He said, where are you coming from and where are you going? I'm coming from Mitzrayim, I'm headed to Yerushalayim. On the route, I'm stopping off here by the Seder, we're moving along the route on the way, but ultimately we're headed there. That being the case, it also explained the lashon of Halach Ma'anya. We say, Hashat HaHachal, Lashon HaBa, and Eretz Yisrael. We don't say, Yihirotzein Shenizke, Lashon HaBa. So we say at the end of the Seder, change the Chinu Sadek, Kach Mizke, La'Saisa. But we don't say in the beginning, Hashat HaHachal, Yihirotzein Shenizke. We're saying a fact. We're saying Hashat HaHachal, but we're looking forward. We're on the way to Lashon HaBa, and Eretz Yisrael.